Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. This is a day that we all need to hear what the Lord has to say. To those who have ears to hear and listen to every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, as you receive His word, your focus changes. And to be as productive as possible in your case and in your life, we all must receive what the Lord is saying now. When the Lord warns us and lets us know that He's returning, this is our chance to harness in on what God is doing. And God can use us at our level, and with that, at greater levels, especially if we include Him in our full decision-making process. Now, as we go forward in the things of God, learning His ways, doing His word, understanding who He is, we become greater. Jesus said it this way. He said, "He that believe will do greater works than me." Now, that's a tall statement. He didn't say because there's many. He said, "He that believes will do greater works than I did." Than Jesus. How can that be? Because when a man believes God, he's taking God at face value. Remember, we got in all this trouble because Adam, our ancestor, before we were born, he took a serpent and his word at face value, with no credible evidence. And now we must believe on Jesus Christ and take Him at face value. Even though Jesus told Thomas, "You believe because you've seen, but blessed are they who believe that have not seen." We did not see Jesus die for us. We didn't see Him on the cross. Mel Gibson made a movie, gave us a visual, but we didn't see the actual event with our eyes. But we believe it with our hearts, and many of us to death. We will believe, we will die before we recant. And we won't recant our faith in Christ. We believe because we believe from the heart. And when anybody believes from the heart, taking God at face value, their heart is made brand new. Their spirit man is brand new. God can legally give them a new spirit that wants to do right. And I'm not going to double cross the Lord and go back to the world and not believe His word. I will not do that. If I die before I tell people that I don't believe Jesus Christ, I believe Him, and that's the way it is. I don't care what they do to me, how they threaten me, and what they are capable of. I'm going to preach God's word. I have preached God's word. I have told people that every religion is false beside believing on Jesus Christ. Everything else will take you straight to hell. Everything else is sin. I've said it on the radio many times. And I know that there are people that will kill you for this, and I don't care. But to counter all that, I preach the word. As long as I'm on earth, I'm going to preach it just like God gave it to me. I'm not trying to be popular, and I'm not trying to win friends. I'm not trying to influence people. I'm telling the word of God so that they can believe. If they believe, they will come forward. The Holy Spirit will influence people. I will preach the word in hopes that I do influence people. But whether people receive or reject, that's really not my business. And the Lord taught me that. I understand that. It's my obligation to let people know that they do have a chance to live and to reject the things of sin. Every other religion is sin itself. It was started by demons. And I've said that on the radio. Even dead doctrines are started by demons that people believe. And you can trace things back to a specific date in time. When you study the word, Baal worship, you know, you can trace it all the way back to what Balaam did. And then you can trace all false religion back to Nimrod. And you can trace all sin back to Adam's choice. And then you can go all the way back to what Lucifer did. So he's behind it all. He's the first sinner, so he's the one behind all. He's pulling the strings of his puppets. Everybody that won't believe Jesus is a puppet of Satan. That belief system is shaped by what Satan did. And he pulls that string. See, if he's got place in you, then you're going to act on what he's wanting you to do. It's just like the preachers that I knew before. Many preachers, pastors, if you preach what God say, they will never invite you again, because Satan pulled their pride strings. And they don't like to, they feel upstage. So Satan say, hey, he's better than you, and he'll pull that string, and they'll never want you to preach. If you give them the word, a lot of preachers, you know, I have to watch it. If I talk about things that God has shared, I share things that God teach me with people that I've grown to trust, people that I know love people. I share the greater things of God with them, in hopes that they'll use it, because I learned it the hard way, and I try to give it to people, just like I'm doing on this broadcast. But a lot of times people get offended, and they want to end the conversation and talk about something else and leave. It happens. I'm used to it. Most people would not hold an intelligent conversation about Jesus with you, especially when you talk about his love. And there are many, not just pride. I use that for an example. Sometimes people are provoked. And sometimes if you walk into a room, you've been in a dark room for a long time, and then somebody turn the lights on, your eyes have to adjust. Well, when you preach, you're turning the lights on for people. Now, some people long for more light, and some people are trying to hide from it for whatever reason. But whatever it is, it's Satan pulling some kind of string. If men lust after women, they don't really want to know about God no more than they already do. If they're into gambling or something crazy, whatever they're doing that's off color, if it's sin, that sin is a god to them. And when the real God comes around, then the lights are on, and they're going to either repent or they're going to run from him. So, and the Lord's been telling me people are not like they seem. And I want to believe everybody is what they say they are. But that's not my call. They are like they really are. And the Lord's bracing me for something. So I'm listening to what the Lord, through this, since he's been telling me things like this, he taught me the difference between tares and lukewarm people. And actually, lukewarm people are worse than tares, because they go against the knowledge that they know. They're like Saul. He knew better. And Doeg did his dirty work, but he never knew what it was like to believe God. He never had allegiance to God. He'd do anything without remorse. All of Saul's other men, they wouldn't kill the priest, but Doeg did. Because he was a tare. Tares don't know God. They don't have allegiance to him. They never had allegiance to him. They don't know what it's like to even have peace or joy. They just watch and they mimic and say that they're something that they're not. But true men of God, the Lord can relate things to them. And you can tell by the revelation that they get that they really love God. But even with people that are anointed, People that are anointed can get jealous, and the enemy can pull strings if there's something there. But those that live in the glory, see, in the glory you can't have sin. I remember Kenneth Hagin said that they had a worship service and he saw the glory cloud come down. And it got right above people's heads, and anybody that touched it, they just fell out. See, when the glory comes, that's the welcoming of the Holy Spirit. That's when men welcome the Holy Spirit, the purity of God. Their thoughts are clean, and there are no attachments. The Holy Spirit can't rest on people unless there are no attachments to the world. And you think people will want to get rid of their attachments and find out what they are and get rid of them, but people love their attachments. See, when the rapture happens, everybody's going to be caught off guard however they are and whatever they are. And God's going to take those that love Him and leave those behind that don't. People that love something else, He's going to leave them here. People that love Him, He's going to take them with Him. This is why we must follow God. We got to make adjustments too, to get rid of attachments. Attachments is the things that people allow from the world. Allowances. That's what they allow from the world. Allowances could be just poverty. Allowances can be, you know, that's what you don't drive out of your life. It can be selfishness. It can be anything. It can be strife. It can be doubt, forms of unbelief. It can be compromise, allowances. But see, the thing about, and then reserves, that's what you hold on to on purpose. Allowances, you don't do it on purpose. You just, that may be in your culture habit. Just like forms of doubt is in people's culture. They allowed the doubt. They didn't. One day I said, I'm going to learn how to believe God whenever I have to. And I started putting forth effort. Now, I'm not saying that I'm there yet, but it's a work in progress. I just decided I'm going to do that. Jesus said that the Father always hears my prayers. And I remember a time I would say, I wish He always heard mine, but He really does. And I believe Him, and I'm having more success with healing, more success with adjustments, more success driving out things that's not of God. I'm having more successes in my life than failures. And I remember when I had more failures than successes. Because why? I'm getting rid of allowances. And to my knowledge, I've gotten rid of reserves. I've gotten rid of reserves and attachments. But in case there's something that I missed, I always say every day that I will do all that's in God's heart. And everything that's not like Jesus got to go. I hate it. When any kind of evil commercials come on TV, I've changed shit. I hate it. I don't just not want to see it. I hate it. Whatever it is, I despise it. I despise it. I remember when I didn't despise it. I remember when I just didn't like it. Now I hate it because I've been saying that I hate it. You know, many times, these companies that we buy products from, they use sex to sell stuff. They use all kind of things. Disrespect for children. You know, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see evil. Now they got homosexuals trying to sell stuff. I don't want to see men acting feminine. I change the channel on that. They have loose women dancing, shaking their behind. I change the channel. I don't want to see that. Why? Because every person is a child, a son or daughter, a creation of God, and God loves them as a person. So I wouldn't want my children doing that. And I don't want to see somebody else's children. Hey, They're going against the concepts of God. They're trying to attract people to themselves, and they're a slave to sin. That's why they do it. I know the whole story. See, people don't know the whole story. They gawk at it. God put beautiful people here because God is good that way. We're supposed to be beautiful. We're made in His image. Get over beautiful people. There are so many beautiful people, but they're not God. They're just beautiful. Good for them. And I'm glad they're beautiful. They're supposed to be beautiful. But some people, you know, they want to be the master. They want to be, you know, it's just like the supermodels. They act like they own the room. A prideful air about them. But when you're children of God, you have love for others. And there's no need to flaunt and try to upstage people and try to attract people to you that you're not married to. And, you know, it's evil is evil. I fight it. I hate it. So you can, there's no limit to how much you can hate something. But I love the heart of God. I love the intentions of God. I love the life that He's given us. And I hate all forms of darkness with every fiber of my being. I will totally look at the Lord. And Jesus promised us that if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. And I want my whole being. If your body's full of light, that means your spirit's in your body and also your soul. That means you're pure. I want the purity of God. I know what happens. I don't run from the light. I run to it. I want it. And I want to destroy every detachment. Now, all these wonderful things I'm talking about, they are true, and you're capable of having them, but you're going to have to receive the revelation that God is trying to give you in order to pull it off, just like I did. I desired God, and He knew it. But I didn't know how to walk in these things. I had to learn. That's where receiving God's word, that's where it comes in. So I said, Lord, teach me how to do all that's in your heart. Teach me what you want me to know. Teach me how to serve you right. That I may do all that's in your heart. I want all detachments destroyed, everything that's all attachments destroy everything that's not like you gone. How to hate sin. That was a time I didn't think I could hate something. Oh, it's true, you can. One time, I remember when it was just a concept in my mind. I didn't know how in the world I could ever hate some of the things I hate now. But God brought me there. And He'll bring you there too. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Not to say that He didn't. Some people don't have the problems I had. And they just, but whatever you're dealing with, whatever you have, God can enhance it. So let Him do it. I believe in you. I believe in people. I remember when people didn't believe that I would make it, that I would follow God. But I proved them wrong. I'm still here. And I still love God. No matter what goes on out there, there's a party going on inside with the Lord. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.